So, what's going on out there, folks?
Well, I did have one thing that was funny. And I saw this just today. You remember how Dick's Sporting Goods did the whole, we're not going to sell evil rifles and all that kind of stuff? Well, apparently they're getting sued.
By who?
By an ammunition manufacturer, because Dick's contracted this company to make store-branded ammunition for them to sell. And before the 2016 election, in anticipation that after the election, ammo prices would go up.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And when the ammo prices failed to go up, Dick's refused to take shipment of the ammo. And the distributor couldn't sell it anywhere else because it's branded for Dick's.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So then it was like a $4 million deal, and they... Because of that, they lost out on selling a bunch of helicopters to, some other country, and it's just a big mess. So Dick's is getting sued for being Dick's.
Isn't it funny how everybody was counting on Hillary winning?
Oh yeah. which is funny because that's,
kind of like they're counting on this blue wave.
Yeah. I'm standing by my prediction. I predicted last week. I actually wrote it in the comment of the ID3 tag on the show that I didn't think the Republicans would lose the House or the Senate.
I wish I shared your optimism, Alan. I think the Senate is a distinct possibility of keeping the Senate. House, history plays against the House. We'll see. It's coming up.
We shall see.
I will have to vote by absentee ballot, but
you won't be in.
Why
town?
Are you still Massachusetts?
No, I will be in Arizona that
week. Oh, you're going to be in Arizona. I was about to say
they don't have early voting in where you.
Oh, are. They do. They well, yeah, I guess
it's
I'll be
absentee,
early voting. I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah,
because I'm voting Saturday because I don't want to. I can't really. I don't want to take one call.
I've early voted in pretty much every election because the traffic around here is so horrible. It's actually a viable reason.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, NBC is reporting that the Republican, because somehow they managed to measure who is a Republican, who is a Democrat when they vote. I'm not sure how they do that, if it's a statistical thing or whatever.
Well,
but NBC is reporting that Republicans so far are out showing up at the polls. More Republicans are showing up than Democrats by a significant number.
Interesting.
And that's from NBC.
That's very interesting.
So,
well,
you're saying, Alan, there's a chance that Beto might not make it.
Oh, Beto doesn't have a chance in hell and never has. That was
pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
He's so dreamy. They put together those lovely videos for him.
And I'll say what I've always said. You can't win a statewide election in Texas running on open borders, gun control, and free abortions for everyone. You just can't. I don't care who you are.
Beto-mania.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably win in Austin.
Oh yeah. He'll win in Austin. He'll win in Houston and he'll win in San Antonio. He'll win in Dallas. But that's it.
I being in Ohio, we're kind of like in the middle of middle of the middle. Everybody, we're kind of a purple state, and I dare not make any predictions on the stuff I see, kind of the people's feelings about the election. I try not to pay attention because it's hard to say around here, but
it's hard to call.
But I do know that the school district is running yet again another school levy.
You got to be kidding me.
No, not just one school levy, two.
So
two
it's
two school levies.
So it's the one that didn't pass last year and a new one for this year?
Well, first I do not know how it works, but they always have to keep having to run emergency levies because of how something, and that's the only way they can get anything passed is run these emergency levies. But I mean, it's like every couple of years another school levy. It's like, okay, And what? And meanwhile, they're building an enormous new high school campus. And I'm not exaggerating when I say enormous, and it's fancy, and it has a media hub and an indoor track and a pool and fancy schmancy schmancy stuff. And I'm like, okay, so I don't know. I don't get it anymore. I vote no on everything now, because it just seems like every other year there's another levy. I'm like, if you need to run this many levies, you have issues.
Well, they're just soaking the taxpayers for their bullshit.
Sure.
I mean, don't they have like a school district with taxes for the school district or something like that?
One would imagine.
And, you know, I mean, okay, so I don't know. In Texas, they sell bonds.
Barry?
Yes. You can rent Barry Bonds and he'll come to your house. No, they sell bonds, and then they, you know, for everything. Everything's bonds. It's, you know, municipal bonds. It's, you know, right. And then the taxpayers pay them off, and then it's whatever. So the school districts, you know, they have, it's always a bond election. I guess it's similar to what you have as a levy. But they have a bond election where they want to issue bonds for whatever the hell it is they want to do. And at the same time, they have these, you know, Texas has some of the highest property taxes. That's not a liberal state.
Right. Because we don't have income tax. Right,
because we don't have state income tax. And the vast, right, vast majority of property taxes goes to school districts. And I'm always wondering, you know, why can't they just manage that money? You know, they have an income stream. I have an income stream that I have to live within. You know, right, if I want to go buy, right, some fancy schmancy thing, I can't go out and make people pay for it just because I want it. You know, why should the school district? I mean, they have a revenue stream. Maybe they need to hire fewer administrators, you know,
yes,
and spend less money on bullshit. You know, I mean, here's the thing. If the school districts were turning out exemplary students,
mm-hmm,
then I would say it's a fantastic investment. You want more money? Have some more money.
Yep.
Because, right, you're doing a good job. There are very few school districts that are doing a good job. Very few. They might give themselves A-plus ratings, but if you look at the number of kids that graduate and can actually read, it's, right, awful.
Can I do a public service announcement?
Yes.
All right. I want to tell everybody that if you have not taught your child how to read an analog clock... If you have not taught them personally how to read an analog clock, they will never learn, because the schools are not teaching them.
That's just amazing. Yeah, the cursive.
Oh,
very much the same way.
They're not teaching, yeah, that anymore either. In a long,
no,
time.
Yep.
Who's popping a top?
That's me.
Oh, what are you drinking?
I am drinking.
Learning a belt fed.
White Claw hard seltzer.
Oh,
nice.
100 calories, 5% alcohol, and this one is lime flavored.
Nice.
So it's kind of, you know.
So it's not just fizzy water, it's hard fizzy water.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I would question, does 5% count as hard? I don't know.
Well, it's harder than regular water.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I'm back to the clock thing.
Yes.
You know, I, every day at work, we have kids who come in after school, and they come in and they want to sign up to use a computer so that they can play. Apparently right now the craze is the first person shooter games, and they all play against each other. So I have like a, you know, 5 or 6 boys all glued to the computer, and they're all like shooting each other in the game. Whatever. But I have kids come up and they come up and they want to sign up for the computer, and they say, what time is it? And I point over my shoulder. I said, there's a clock. And I had one kid this week, and he was like, oh, I can't read time. I can't read a clock. I said, well, it's not hard to learn it. And he's like, no. And he holds up his phone, and he shows me his phone. I was like, well, what if your phone stops working? He's like, no. He just, like, refused. Nope. So Wow. Those of you who are parents, please make sure that your child is not a moron and can read the clock.
Wow.
I mean, it just is like a life skill. It's just like learning how to tie your shoes. I mean, it's like it's on that level. It's literally elementary. And schools are not teaching it anymore. So you better check your kids.
Not only to tell time on an analog clock face, but to understand time references, like
quarter past. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but you know, it's coming at you from 3 o'clock. Which direction is that? That's a
good point.
That's
a
very common thing is to use numbers on a clock to point. But you're right on the other one too. Half past, quarter till, stuff like
they
that.
They have no idea what that means. Right. They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ask your kids, can you read this clock? Because they may not be able to.
Might not.
And if they can't, it's up to you now.
Yeah, that'd be a
because,
shame.
Because, yeah. If I was a parent and I found out that my kid could not do something as basic as read a clock, I would be completely ashamed as a parent.
Yep. Yep.
And you shouldn't.
I mean, come on.
And when the zombie apocalypse happens and you're going to scream at somebody, zombies at your 6 o'clock. and they don't know what the fuck 6 o'clock is, and they get eaten.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well,
they get spacey zombie.
There you go.
You know,
all because they don't know basic things.
That's right.
Oh,
could be the end of the world.
Speaking of clocks,
yes. Uh oh. Oh,
have we all been
good following? Segue, Jay?
You like that?
That was great.
I was, although it's not really a clock. It's. Jay.
It is. It's a clock.
Does anybody know where that kid is?
Yeah. Nice clock boy.
Nice. Yeah. I'm struck by a pretty amazing dichotomy.
Okay.
On the one hand, the pictures we're seeing of the devices allegedly sent to high-ranking Democrats throughout the country are basically like a 5-year-old's interpretation of a low-budget TV show depiction of a bomb.
It's like a Wile E. Coyote bomb.
It doesn't even rise to that level. it's literally a plastic tube filled with black powder with a kitchen timer taped to it.
Yeah.
They repackaged black powder.
Not even that.
They taped a couple of wires to it. Oh, look, a bomb. And there's literally no way this could go off. And even if it did, it would be a loud boom and you might have some soot. Now,
I don't even think they have that. I think from what I've read, they don't even have any explosive in them.
I thought they tested for black powder, but
we don't know what the hell it is. They're not telling us.
But from what we've seen,
The pictures,
there's certainly no method of detonation.
Right.
There's no power. First of all, they mailed a bomb allegedly with a timer.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. Why on earth would you put a bomb with a timer on it in the U.S. mail?
Because see, that's what a bomb's supposed to look like. It has the splody part and the timey part. That's a bomb. you've got this like it doesn't even rise to Wile E. Coyote. This is like a toddler drew a picture and they made it come to life.
Things like I have drawn.
The bomb. B-O-M. Bomb. And yet, here's where the dichotomy comes in. They managed to send this bomb to 8 different locations around the United States on the same day. So you're sophisticated enough to coordinate 8 different deliveries around the country at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't even make a plausible fake bomb.
Again, I think they're relying on the media.
Exactly. And they
I think they're relying on the very first thing the media reports, because that's basically what people see. They see the first thing. Oh, my God, bombs were mailed to the Democrats. It must be Republicans.
Yep. And what was the one of the first tags to go up on Twitter?
What?
Hashtag MAGA bomber.
Oh, great.
That's all that matters, is getting that out first.
You know, after the shit they pulled with Kavanaugh, I would not be surprised at all if it was like some Democrat staffer.
Yep.
Democratic staffer. Ooh. Wait, wasn't there a staffer that...
Yes.
Wait.
The guy that edited the Wikipedia page and then got arrested?
No. He like did something else, though. Like, not the Wikipedia page. Shit. Anyway, I'm not going to look it up, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it came out that, oh, it was some rogue Democrat staffer that, you know, took it upon himself to do this. Am I still on the air?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
just
sorry. Okay. I'm just
more. Am I talking to myself?
Nope. We're just listening.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole thing's, I mean, it's clearly a hoax. It clearly, they clearly were not intended to actually do anything.
No, of course not.
So the question is, who, you know, you have to try to get into the head of what the intent was, you know, what the person was thinking based on, you know, not knowing who it was and what they were doing, which is a really bad place to try to be in.
What's going to happen when a bunch of bombs are delivered to prominent Democrats? Oh my God, Trump, literally Hitler is silencing.
Yeah. Critics. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's to fire up the base and get people to vote.
Yeah.
Because they already tried the big thing with the 4,000 immigrants, and all of a sudden everybody's like, that's an invasion force. We should have the army down there. Maybe we should build a wall. And they're like, oh shit, that went the wrong way. Fuck. Quick, do something to take their minds off it. Aha. Remember when a Democrat shot up a bunch of Republicans? Let's make it look like Republicans are trying to bomb Democrats. I don't buy it for a second. As Scott Adams put it, if someone on the right were to send a bomb, it'd go boom.
Yeah, that's a big, yeah.
You know, as much as I hate to say it, and it's a good thing we don't. It's a good thing that some people believe in the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands.
You know, the other thing is just the way the media treats this stuff. Like, for instance, the Democrat shooter who attacked the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy lone wolf guy, doesn't represent Democrats. Nothing, had nothing to do with anything.
Yep.
Sweep it under the rug. That's a non-event. Meanwhile, you know, a bunch of fake, you know, hoax bombs get sent to a bunch of Democrats, and suddenly it's all Trump's fault.
Yeah. Why isn't he disavowing this?
Because he's so evil and whatever. Meanwhile, it was the Democrats that have spent the last how many months talking about how their Democrats need to rise up and get violent.
Mm-hmm. If they go low, kick them.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Can we just go there? Yeah. Nancy Pelosi saying, well, if there's collateral damage, so be it.
Yeah.
You don't use the term collateral damage without it being intentional. I mean, it's like a known phrase. Collateral damage means death and injury and yes, and you don't use that sort of language, like, you know, oh, I was just being metaphorical. No,
yes, exactly.
So
it's perfectly all right. As long as we hurt Republicans, we don't care who else gets hurt.
Right.
Nothing wrong there.
It's appalling. And the media is complicit.
Oh, yeah. They're not complicit. You know, 100%. They're running with it. They're instigators. If it wasn't for billionaires and the media, the Democrats wouldn't exist.
Which is hysterical when you think about it.
But they're the party of the little guy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And the Republicans are the wealthiest 1%. Tax cuts for the rich and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
And yet you've got, you know, Soros and Bloomberg bankrolling all this stuff. And no, that's okay. It's okay when it's our billionaires.
Right.
Right.
Who's this other guy? There was some other... dang, I can't remember. There's another, like, multi-million dollar sugar daddy. I can't think of the name, damn it. Somebody'll hear it.
Yeah, somebody's right now is yelling it at their iPod player.
We're not live anymore, Alan.
Well, we're live in somebody's ears, and right now they're listening to this and they're screaming into their phone or whatever, trying to tell you who the hell it is.
Yeah. But yeah.
Sometimes I wish we were still a call-in show.
Me too.
I do, like I said, I haven't seen that connection made enough, that you have this horribly crude bomb, yet this incredibly sophisticated nationwide delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody has said, hold on, it's either a group or a very connected, intelligent individual. Why does the bomb look like it was drawn by an 8-year-old?
Well, yeah, and if you look at the envelopes, none of the stamps were canceled. And it was clear that none of these things were delivered by the post office.
They were hand-delivered
to,
what, 8, 9 different places around the country
on
the same day. One person can't do that. It is physically impossible.
Right.
Right.
So,
I mean, one person could drop them all in the post office. But here's the other thing, is these things were comically packaged. I mean, you look at the envelope, that's not even a, it's just a manila envelope. It's not, they're not padded or anything really, you know, and the weight exceeds, what is it?
The postage?
The weight exceeds, there's a certain, if a package is above a certain weight, it's what, 13 ounces or whatever it is, it has to go in to the post office. It can't be anonymously sent.
Oh,
right. So it has to go to the dropped off in person. So
this whole thing has reminded me of Benghazi was caused by a YouTube video. I mean, it's like that level. It's that level of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, and they thought that they would get away with it because of the media covering for them.
Right.
Right? Yep. So, I'm not sure there's still people out there that still believe Benghazi was caused by that YouTube video. Because they didn't follow up on their, they saw the news report. They saw it on the news. Benghazi caused by, scandalous Muslim video on YouTube. And then they didn't follow up. So they didn't, they just read the headlines and move on.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's plenty of people who think that Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her house.
Of course.
Well, now they're saying that they were sent through the mail.
No, they weren't.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Like, no, they weren't. Well, they're not postmarked. They're not. I mean, have you ever sent a package through the mail?
Yeah, it gets stamped all over the place.
Stamped all over the place and stickers and yeah. They were not sent through the mail.
If they were sent through the mail, they would have been brought to the post office, or they wouldn't have been delivered because of insufficient postage.
Right.
can't tell me whatever that thing is, it weighs less than 13 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, the timer that's taped to it weighs more than 13 ounces.
But, yeah, you know, it's...
It's one of those things that'll just fade into the background.
Sure.
You know, but MAGA bomber will be a thing.
Bingo. And that's what they're counting on. You know,
That's the whole thing. Exactly. They're going to remember that it was sent to, there were bombs sent to Democrats, so it had to have been Republicans who did it.
No, the one that confuses me is Robert De Niro.
It was Trump that
did it. He's the one who gave the fuck Trump speech.
Oh.
Now, nobody remembers that.
I don't.
You know, it ticked me off and I didn't care. It took me a second. I was like, De Niro, why the... I'm like, right. your average dude sitting at his house or her house. I don't mean to assume the gender of the bomb.
Yeah.
Isn't going to be like, you know, I'm going to commit multiple felonies and I might as well throw in at De Niro for the speech where he said, fuck Trump. No, that's ludicrous.
That's so strange.
Yeah, I heard Amy Schumer is going on a hunger strike because she wasn't important enough to get a bomb.
Yeah, that's gotta suck if you think you're some kind of Democrat bigwig and Trump hater and they don't even bother to send you a fake
bomb. Did Kathy Griffin get one?
No, Kathy, you know who else didn't? Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I bet she's crying.
Oh yeah. She knows
poor thing.
She's gonna go send one to herself so she can be a
so she can make the dramatic crying on Twitter.
Yeah, that'll be the
Twitter
that'll
video.
Be the second wave of bombings. All the Democrats sending bombs to themselves that didn't get one the first time.
Oh my God,
that's gonna be the hot Christmas present.
Yeah,
you know, these celebrities and I mean, okay, they're celebrities and this is their shtick, right? But like, they're all kind of like psychotic narcissists. But like the videos where they're all like taking videos of themselves crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, that's sad. It is just sad. I'm like, you are really honestly pathetic people. Sad.
Yeah, yes. Like
creepy.
It is creepy. It is super creepy. And people love to watch it because people love to watch other people apparently, you know.
Yeah.
Making asses of themselves,
yeah,
I don't know.
You want
the whole culture of the it's kind of like a voyeuristic thing, you know, and of course celebrity like feeds on that, but it's bizarre to watch in real time happening. Twitter is a cesspool. I keep on saying it.
It is
horrible. It is.
We have a bunch of other stuff to talk about too, though. We can take our pick. You want to talk about the white milk as a symbol for white supremacy? Or the Beatomania videos.
Oh, boy.
Or the millennial PTSD.
It's been a crazy week. What the heck? It has been a week.
Or Democrats saying that Trump preparing to call midterm elections illegitimate if Democrats take power. You know, they did that when the 2016 election. Yes. You know, they were all in a tizzy because they
not
were,
my president.
Because they were all upset because Trump wouldn't, you know, commit to, you know, saying the election would be legitimate no matter what or something. And then they spent 2 years saying it was illegitimate.
Right.
So
no, there's an asterisk. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. And yeah, he's not legit. He didn't win.
And so now the Democrats are floating this idea that Trump's going to call the midterm elections illegitimate if the Democrats take power. So it's like they always accuse Republicans of doing what they do.
Yeah.
If not projection, you know.
I wonder if it's even more than projection, if they're telegraphing.
Oh, I think their internal polling shows that they don't think they might not win.
Exactly. They're the real polls, not the ones they're putting out. But the real polls are coming in saying, guys, this is really uncomfortably close.
Hmm.
So if they fail to take the House, even if it comes down to they win seats but not enough to swap,
right?
It's going to be like, oh, this was Russian meddling. They'll get another.
And if a Republican wins a close congressional race, you know,
oh yeah,
they're going to contest the hell out of it. Lawyers will hit the ground. They'll suddenly find, you know, bags of uncounted votes. You know, it'll be all that all over again.
Yeah, it'll be Florida again. What are the odds? Because if I remember, if my memory serves, now this is going back 18 years. It's a long time. Alan, Breida, you guys are both there. You both remember. Breida was probably too young, but the 2000 election. You remember when it came down to Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Bush had like a 5,000 plus vote lead.
Right.
That got cut down to 500 votes.
Right.
What's the likelihood? What is the likelihood that you would find 4,500 votes for one candidate?
Well,
I mean, just where that was split pretty much down the middle, you would think that the number of votes found would have been even. It wouldn't have been that lopsided.
Right.
It's again, we get back to a comms razor. The most likely outcome would be a pretty even distribution, not we found a whole shit ton more for one candidate versus the other.
Right.
It just seems like that, you know, every time there's a recount or something of that nature, they find, oh, we found a box of 500 ballots. You know, and they all happen to be for Al Gore. Imagine that. Didn't we see precincts that went literally more than 100% for Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
in 2008?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, there were precincts that had more votes cast than registered voters.
I think there were some that were more than humans.
Yeah.
But it's racist to want voter ID.
Right. Because in Texas they're finding fraudulent votes all over the place. There's a huge scam in Tarrant County. There was one recently in San Antonio where they have these Democrats, and it's always Democrats committing vote fraud. And they're doing it like wholesale. They're doing it like industrialized vote fraud, but by the thousands. And if you think a few thousand votes can't swing an election in a county, oh yeah, hell yeah, they can. So,
sure. And I love the link that Breida shared with Ted Cruz and Shiner Ball.
Just talk about
he knows his audience. Unlike Bobby, who doesn't. Ted Cruz knows. I think if Ted Cruz could have plastic surgery so he didn't look like he was smirking all the time, it'd be a lot better. I mean, I like Ted Cruz, don't get me wrong, but he's got that resting smirk face that makes people want to, like, I don't know, give him a swirly. You know?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a wonderful human being, but he just looks like you just want to give him a wedgie. You know, it's like, stop.
He probably got a lot of wedgies in school.
I love it. He is Ted Cruz. His real name is Rafael Cruz.
Yeah.
But he goes by Ted. As opposed to, no. One of the domestics called me Beto. So I just... Robert O'Rourke. And everyone calls him Beto. He's on the ballot as Beto.
Uh-huh. Everybody except his mother.
One of the domestics. Oh, those foolish Hispanics will eat this up. Oh, dear God. I love the memes comparing him to Steve Buscemi with the, what's up, fellow children?
Well, even that, like, you know, the video of him riding the skateboard through the Whataburger parking lot. You know, if you watch the original version of that, it is quite clear that he is not a skateboarder. He is barely maintaining his balance on that thing, and it's not that fast. But if you look at it in like one of his campaign ads, you know, they've sped it up so it looks like he's just whooshing through the parking lot, like, you know, like he knows what he's doing. So, you know.
He skateboards as well as he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe he was a skateboarder when he was in his teens and 20s, right? Well, I wasn't, but. Yeah. I don't do cartwheels as well as I used to do when I was in acrobatics when I was a teenager, you know. So maybe, and I also, like, why is skateboarding all of a sudden, like, makes him cool? Like, is that a thing that makes you cool now, skateboarding?
Well, yeah, it's like playing a saxophone on,
So weird.
Popular when, you know, Bart Simpson was new in 1988, you know.
It's very weird to me. Like, oh, look, he can skateboard. Like, yay. You know, who cares?
Did you catch that at the debate? He was like, se habla espagnol.
I saw that. Oh, God.
I don't understand why Cruz didn't just rip off a few questions in perfect Spanish and just sink it right there.
Does Ted Cruz speak Spanish?
I believe he does.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Hi, Tig.
Yeah, Tig is telling me it's 20 minutes till dinner time. Hello.
Glad he's feeling better.
He is feeling pretty good lately. We're not sure what happened, but I kind of have lost faith in my vet. I don't know, but... You know, we're doing good, right? He's standing at my desk, staring at my face.
Oh. Is he still trying to kill the plant?
Yes. Current obsession.
That video is awesome.
Killing the plant in the kitchen. We have a plant in our kitchen that we have to bring in, you know, when it starts getting cold. And it's literally a tree, basically. And it's a Madagascar dragon tree. And we bring it in for the winter time, and every year he is like obsessed. Oh my God, there's a tree in the kitchen. Let me in the kitchen. I have to go in and yell at the tree and touch the tree. And, you know, his goal in life is to eat every sort of foliage that he can get his little mouth around, which of course, you know, I'm sure is not good, but
if you so, put yeah. this down, I bet he would look all offended. Like, what is this?
Yeah, I know. Cats are so weird.
This is not meat. Get it away. Be gone, human.
Speaking of Beto.
Beto.
The silly videos.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Really? I don't know if... Well, I'll put a link to it.
Link, yeah, sure.
In the show, but holy moly,
I feel so bad for those women.
Oh God,
I feel bad for them. It's so sad.
That I really couldn't.
I mean, it's basically like, you know, those old videos of like when the Beatles first came out and all the girls are going crazy and losing their minds and crying and, you know, and you see that all the time. You put anybody like reasonably attractive in politics, and I'm not talking about as a Democrat, because Republican women don't really do this. I've never noticed it in Republican women.
No.
I really haven't. But Democrat women, oh, you know, what was the thing with Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah. He's so handsome.
So handsome.
My mother voted for Bill Clinton because he was so handsome.
Oh, boy.
My mother, who was on the, like, the Republican county, you know, she was, you know, she was.
Did she get excommunicated?
Well, this was later. She.
Oh, okay.
You know, but back in the 90s, she voted for Clinton because he was so handsome. That was her reason.
Well, I remember when John Edward before he was disgraced. I remember when he was running for stuff. I kind of was really active on this. It was basically mostly women message board and kind of like a, you know, forum thing. And there was a lot of talk about politics, and people were like nuts for John Edwards. Oh my God, he's so handsome. And, it was like the fangirling, you know, Beatlemania thing. And I was like, yeah, but what about his policies? And what about, you know, I don't care what he looks like, you know.
Let's go back a little further. Gary Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the absolute obsession they had with Gary Hart. Okay, kids, go ask your parents. If you're a millennial, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But yeah, Gary Hart, the 84 campaign.
Yep. I'm sure because he was one of the very first like televised presidents was John F. Kennedy.
That's why he won.
And that's one of the reasons why he won is because he was really photogenic and he was a good looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gary Hart has aged well, by the way.
No.
Oh my God, no. He kind of
I didn't know like, he was still alive, frankly.
He looks like Clint Eastwood kinda. Yeah. Or the actor that played Dick Jones in RoboCop.
It's such an obscure, weird reference, Jay. RoboCop.
Yes, RoboCop, where the 1987 dystopian view of Detroit is actually better than the current day image.
Yeah, they wish they were the RoboCop Detroit.
Yeah, some shit actually worked in the RoboCop Detroit. Yeah. But sorry, got off on a tangent there. But yeah, going back to Kennedy, if you take away television, Nixon would have won. He showed up to that debate. Sick and looking like death warmed over. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy's like, I have lots of charisma. And
hair.
Yeah.
And teeth. And
yep.
Yeah. And it has always been a factor in elections ever since. Yep. I remember, what election was it? Oh, it was Romney versus Obama. They're like, articles comparing them physically, like, oh, Obama's this tall and Romney is this tall, and like it was like this whole like physical comparison. I'm like,
yeah, you were waiting for the bikini portion of the contest.
Yeah, seriously.
Now that you've got Mitt Romney in a bikini, my work is done.
The presidential swimsuit competition.
We should do that just because why not? At
That'd
this
be
point,
funny.
Swim there, very nice. Yeah. also dating myself here. I don't even remember what that was.
It was a commercial. It was the commercial for
it was about choice.
Yeah, it was and they were talking about it was the Russian fashion show, and every outfit was exactly the same, and
Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The okay.
Commercial. Oh my God. YouTube. Swim there, very nice. It's like she got a beach ball. It's the same outfit, but there's a different something with it. 1985. I wonder how many of our listeners were born after this commercial aired.
I don't know, but I'll put a link to it in the thing.
It's funny, the stuff that sticks in your head.
It's just, yeah. You know, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but, you know, I can remember the Wendy's commercial from friggin' years ago. Oh, boy. And, yeah.
I wanted to talk about the milk thing.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a real thing or not now. Like, was it a fake thing that got turned into a real thing where milk is a symbol of white supremacy?
I'd heard that that was like a 4chan joke that got picked up and as a real thing, and then it got adopted by PETA, but I could not find the lineage, and that's, you'd want the provenance, if you will.
Yes, the provenance of the... Yeah, but it's so bizarre to me.
Yeah,
but then on top of it, these Proud Boys are there are like I they're probably you know, trolling everybody. They all go to their rally thing and they drink their milk because, well, okay, let me just preface this because I'm just leading into the thing without explaining it. PETA came out and talking about how milk is a symbol of white supremacy. And then they linked it to something about cows. I don't know. They never make any sense to me. But then I was like, well, how is milk white supremacist? And what is this all about? And apparently because white people, as opposed to like Asians, people of Asian descent and African descent, white people have less lactose intolerance. You know, black people have a lot of lactose intolerance. Asian people have lactose intolerance. So they're saying that white supremacists are using milk drinking as a sign of their better genetic makeup and they're stronger because they can digest lactose or something. The whole thing is ridiculous, but PETA, of course, comes out and is talking about how milk is a symbol of white supremacy. And just today, I saw an article where some, now I'm Googling it because I, oh boy, I won't be able to find it, but some politician came out and he was drinking chocolate milk as a symbol of diversity. It's like we have become, it's like every day is a new day of silly season.
Yeah.
Governor Bruce Rauner drank a glass of chocolate milk to demonstrate his belief in diversity in the Chicago Tribune.
So if you have strawberry quick, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know anymore, Jay.
Our dairy beverages are now virtue signaling. What the yes! fuck?
I know. It's like, I don't you know.
But the thing is, when you have Darius Rucker, kids, ask your parents, taking heat for singing White Fucking Christmas, how do you parody that?
Pose
law. I can't tell if this milk is white supremacist. I can't tell if that's a troll or not. When you have an actual honest to God, it's a Christmas song. It's about fucking snow, people.
Which is white. I'm sorry, but it's white.
Snow is racist.
Snow is racist. Yes. And you have Darius Rucker, the former frontman of Hootie and the Blowfish, who has gone on to have a modicum of success as a country singer, if I'm not mistaken, sings White Christmas. It is as seasonal. I'm trying to think of a more traditional Christmassy song than I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Like Santa Claus is coming to town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'm dreaming of a White Christmas. And all of a sudden, this black man is a racist. Are you shitting me?
Well, weren't black holes racist there for a while too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Because we can't, you know, we can't use colors anymore. Because apparently they're racist.
Well, we can't use colors anymore.
Right. When you make everything absurd.
I think that's a perfect word for what is going on. Everything has become absurd. It's just
right.
Well, they did a poll, and they was something like 80% of the country thinks political correctness is complete bullshit.
80%,
and that's which across means the board. So basically, all this crap is being driven by, you know, East and West Coast liberals and the media. And pretty much no one else.
Yeah.
I mean, what name something that gets 80% in a nationwide poll these days? I mean, I don't think you can get 80% for anything, except maybe do you hate Congress? their approval ratings are down in like in the single digits, you know, 2 or 3% maybe. Everybody hates Congress. All absurd.
Absurd. Oh, it's like living in a Dadaist painting or something. It's bizarre. Every time I open the Drudge Report every morning, I'm like, okay, what is it today?
Yeah.
Because like, it's crazy.
What depths are we going to plumb today?
or you read something and you look and you it sounds completely plausible, and then you see it was from the Babylon Bee or something like that. I think The Onion just gave up. I haven't seen anything from The Onion in ages.
Babylon Bee is killing it, though.
The Onion was purchased by one of Hillary Clinton's biggest donors in 2016.
That's why we haven't
seen The Onion anymore. Yeah.
They got tired of fake but accurate.
Wow.
Yeah, you know. Oh, right here. Yeah. With this, I'd have to.
We were going to talk about the NPC thing.
Yes.
But I think we should hold on to that for next week.
Okay.
Because it's
that's more than 5 minutes worth.
More than 5 minutes worth.
Oh,
but,
yeah, a lot more.
But it's hilarious on a certain level. Everybody Google NPC and read the articles, because it's just hilarious what has happened. And I think it all has come from 4chan, correct?
It's a
weaponized 4chan. Nerds, right? Yeah.
Yeah, when they're not targeting Joaquin Phoenix, they're truly terrifying. That's got to be one of the greatest stories. They triangulated using friggin' airplane flight patterns.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do not ever get 4chan like on your bad side.
Oh yeah. Hell no. You might as well just quit. Hey.
Which again is why when I see leftist doxing people, I'm like, you guys are really playing with fire here. Mm-hmm. Because you really have no idea. You know, throw down the nerd cred, Wesley Snipes and Blade, you have no idea who you're messing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's also a thing going around the internet that, you know, leftists have no ability to create memes. You know?
Well, they can't.
Well, they can't because they don't have any senses of humor. That's why.
I was just going to say, the sense of humor.
They did a study, and I've actually seen this referenced in several different places, so it may or may not be true, but it sounds good. Apparently, one of those things.
We don't check our sources. Screw it.
No, I'm not going to go bother to look it up. But it was purported to be a legitimate study. Anyway, they did. They looked at. They took conservatives and asked them to basically give a liberal take on something, you know, and that, which they could do. And then they asked the liberals to give a conservative take on something, and they completely couldn't do it at all. So
interesting.
You know, there's, you know.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I'd say they're insane, but, you know.
It's exactly what I was going to say, Alan.
You know, there's something, you know. Honestly, there's something about that leftist progressive thing that appeals to a certain kind of person. And I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's inherent the way their brain works or, you know. But that whole, the free shit brigade, the free shit army, that appeals to a certain kind of person. And
that's why the class warfare works so well.
Yeah.
If somebody is a millionaire, that's less money for me to make because it's a zero sum game because they're bad at math.
Right. Mm. Thus, look at all the people buying lottery tickets.
Right.
One in 300 million people, you are not going to win.
Well, you know, the funny part is, didn't only one person win?
I read that one person won.
It got up to like 2 billion.
No, it was like, I think the last drawing was like 1.4 billion.
Well, still and, 1.4 billion. And so basically, won. You could buy every number.
I don't think you could. They specifically gear it so you can't do that.
Well, I would imagine that the logistics of actually buying every combination would be
well. Some people, I think, somebody did like half the numbers once. So they created some sort of syndicate, and they did half the numbers, and then lost. But it was so hard to do. Jay, you're right. I mean, at least mathematically, if you won $1 billion, you could buy and the odds are 1 in 300 million, you could buy 300 million tickets, except the logistics of purchasing 300 million tickets right. would be way more than that.
I mean, I don't think you can walk into your local, Stab and Rob and say, yes, I would like 1 million random pick tickets, please.
Right.
Because they would look at you like you'd lost your
Well, you can't do random pick tickets. You have to pick specific numbers because
you don't just go in and ask for a random.
No, well, no, I mean, if you're trying to buy the lottery, right? You can't just go in and ask for random because you might get duplicates. I mean, it's possible. If you're trying to buy enough tickets that you could legitimately expect to win something, you'd have to get, three quarters of them. I don't know. I don't know what the math is. I don't know. It's been a long time since I had a statistics class, but. I'll put it this way: the odds. What are the odds at blackjack in Vegas? one in nine or something.
I thought it was close to 50-50, and that's like literally the best you can get.
No, it's not that good. It's like 1 in 9 or something. I'm sure somebody's screaming at
that,
you
yeah,
right
that,
now.
That,
but
that
it's bad. It's bad odds. But it's 1 in 9, and that's like one of the that's your blackjack's supposed to be like one of the games that's easiest to like win, right?
Yeah,
and that's 1 in 9. You could literally take that money and go to Vegas and have better odds of winning,
right?
Than playing the lottery.
I'm not averse to the buy a ticket chance to dream, Especially with, $1 billion. That's just insane. It's like, what the hell?
But you're not going to win.
No, you're not. But there's that chance.
Somebody's thinking, but somebody's going to win. It ain't going to be you. I guarantee it. It's not going to be you.
It's going to be some rando in Minnesota.
Yeah. The odds. I saw somebody worked up a calculation of odds. Based on different, different horrible things that could happen to you, like getting struck by lightning is like 1 in 80,000 lifetime.
Yeah,
and getting hit by a.
That's it. You were more likely to be canonized by the Catholic Church than pottery.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I was like, okay, that's an interesting stat.
Yeah, I mean there's all kind of being in a tornado, being in a hurricane, getting struck by lightning, there's all kinds of awful, horrible, terrible things that are far more likely to happen to you than winning the lottery.
There was that one Japanese dude that was at Hiroshima when the bomb dropped.
Oh yeah,
and he went to Nagasaki. Yeah, after the explosion.
That sucks.
And then lived to like 98. I'm like, what the hell? I thought those things were supposed to be dangerous.
Yeah, well, they say a little bit of radiation is good for you.
Well, you can live to 98 with like a third eye in the middle of your forehead and a tail. I don't see why not.
I'd rock the hell out of a tail. I don't know who you're kidding.
I've always wanted a tail.
Yeah.
A tail? And it had to be prehensile because I was otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
True.
I want to be able to grab shit, I want to be able to drive with my tail, with my hands behind my back, I'm trying to figure out which muscles to twitch.
I'm going to go totally nerdy here because the ultimate in pervy dork prehensilism.
Oh boy.
Oh dear God.
Just like tentacle porn.
It is the Centauri prehensile penis from Babylon
yes!
5.
Yes. Oh, that was a great scene. So funny. Babylon 5, people. If you haven't watched it, it's on Amazon Prime right now. Go watch it.
Cheating. One of the best. Cheating at poker with your prehensile penis.
With your prehensile penis, yeah.
You know, Babylon 5 is a lot like Doctor Who. I tried so hard to get into that.
No, go back and try again.
Babylon 5, in a lot of ways, is much better than Doctor Who.
Yeah,
I wanted to like it so bad, but I just couldn't get into it. I didn't think it was bad. I was just meh.
Try it again, Jay.
Try it again. The first couple seasons, the first couple seasons are like, okay, these are good, but then it starts ramping up. And
third and fourth season are some of the best science fiction that's ever been on television.
What you're saying is it's on fleek.
Yeah. Fifth season you can pretty much ignore. But the fourth season has some of the most physics compliant space battles you will ever see.
You mean there's no giant explosions?
Oh, there's giant explosions. They just don't make any sound. And there's, you know, they follow the rules of, you know, the laws of motion and the, you know.
You know what? Damn it. That's what I want the Space Force doing. I want them blowing shit up. I want to see an A-10 Warthog in space blowing up asteroids with a friggin' 30-millimeter Vulcan mini cannon. I want it on. I want it live on
Vulcan
paper.
Can blow up asteroids.
Well.
What's that? Yes,
I don't think it can.
Can the A-10 Warthog be converted to a space-going weapon?
No.
What caliber for spaceship?
All of them.
What caliber for asteroid?
Why don't we have laser guns, damn it?
We do.
Isn't this it's like the 2000...
No, Jay means why doesn't he have one?
Oh!
Damn it, I want a laser gun.
Uh-huh.
Specifically have it dubs that goes pew, pew, pew. Anywho, now that we've dorked you out in the upgrade, I think
time to go.
So next week we're going to talk about NPCs next and week. Caravan. And
yes.
Yeah.
Which we didn't talk about because that's a kind of a huge thing. I mean, literally and figuratively, huge thing. Yeah. And we're kind of lining up a couple guests.
Yeah.
For the future.
Really, really, really cool show. Really good show. Okay, that was a really bad Ed Sullivan. Yeah, okay, kids, ask your great-grandparents.
Or Jay. Anyway.
Speaking of, just before we go.
Yes.
Speaking of, this is really, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but when I was a kid, Lawrence Welk was on TV.
Oh, God.
And my grandparents would watch the Lawrence Welk show.
I recall that show.
Wasn't that with the bubbles?
Yes!
Wow.
That was the best part. When you're 6 years old, the bubbles is the best part.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes downhill from there. Ed Sullivan would have been an improvement.
Watching the early television programs was instructive.
Even stuff from like the set. We literally are living in a golden age of television programming right now.
Oh yeah. Oh no, no question.
Because it is good.
TV used to go off the air, remember?
Oh, I remember. Trust me.
You get the test pattern
you had the news, you had the evening news, the late show, and then beep.
Yep. Get the national anthem and it would just go off the air. It would be a test pattern.
Yep. Or snow. I mean, sometimes, you know, I got to save money, turn that transmitter off.
Yeah.
Yep. The old days.
This is like where the show devolves.
Millennials, look, do a Google search for television test pattern. You'll see what we're talking about. You've never seen one.
I had an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time.
When is the last time you heard a busy signal on a phone?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that would involve a landline, right?
Right.
Which, where's a landline other than me?
Yeah. Yeah, but even landlines have call waiting now, so you don't even really get a busy signal.
It was funny. A few years ago, I was kind of thinking about things, and like the difference between when I was 10 years old and my dad was 10 years old worked out to be like I had cassette tapes instead of vinyl records. And not much else, because I didn't have cable. My dad didn't have cable.
No.
You know, they had color TV. I had color TV.
I'm a little bit different from you, Jay, because when my dad was 10 versus when I was 10, my dad was on a farm that had no plumbing or electricity in Arkansas. So it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, but then I contrasted it to when my son was 10 and he has broadband internet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And an Xbox that he can talk to people around the country on, and iPads, and, you know.
Yeah, you stop and think about what life was like back in the 70s and 80s and what we had to do and how different it is now. And it's really amazing. Yeah.
Uphill both ways.
Yes.
Well, you know, take somebody from the 70s and hand them an iPhone. First off, they wouldn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Touch the screen? What? There was no such thing as a touch screen anything back then.
Yeah, you got yelled at if you touched the screen.
That's
you gotta
right. put finger. Yeah, exactly. All right, we're done.
Okay.
I can hear people turning off the parts of the show all over the place.
Yeah, like it has become old man theater. Yeah,
old man reminiscing show.
We're the two old guys in the booth.
There's Statler and Waldorf.
Yep. All right. We'll be back next week.
Elf is an old man reference.
Yeah. It is.
Muppet Show. Kids, ask your parents. Yeah. All right. Next week.
Yep.
Show. We're good.
Hey, it'll
join
be...
us. Join us on the Squirrelport group on Facebook if you haven't already, because it's fun and it's just fun. I mean, it's fun for me. I entertain myself.
Next week will be the post-Halloween show.
Woohoo! I'm dressing up as Sushi. What's your costume?
Sushi, that's awesome.
Yeah. My costume will be a dental patient.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jay?
I haven't. I'm going to be Suburban Dad Man.
Okay.
Urban Dad Man.
Well, awesome. we're handing out candy at the library, and I have to work that night, so I'm going to wear a costume. I'm going to be a piece of sushi.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome.
So you can tell everybody to eat me.
Oh.
I wasn't going to go.
Don't.
There. And on that note.
Don't say everybody. That to the hobos.
I will not.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, now you have Narcan.
So. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, good night.
Yeah.